Hello, welcome. Sorry. Look, this isn't the episode you wanted. You were supposed to get this week, but
it's not the episode you need. What does he say at the end of Dark Knight? It's not the episode deserves.
Yeah,
it's,
but the
I don't even know.
It's not the podcast you deserve.
It's a podcast you guys deserve, but not the one it needs right now.
Yeah,
there
look,
we go.
It's
that sounds close enough.
One or two or maybe three of us can't record whatever episode you were promised. I'm sorry. Not really, but look, I bet it's going to be better than this shit, because this is our back burner episode, you know? Our just in case.
Filler arc, dude.
The filler arc. And speaking of filler.
Talk about ironic. Yeah. Talk about loaded with filler.
We're talking about everyone's favorite filler episode material shit. Naruto. We've shit on it long enough, but I shit on it every time.
You're such an ingrate.
I'm an ingrate. I'm Nick. You heard me crack the cold one, I hope, in the beginning of this.
Did you crack cold one?
Yeah, did nobody hear that? That's a shame if you didn't.
I heard something. I was like, I don't know if we're recording yet or what.
No, I was recording. I wanted to start it off with the crack of the cold one, because this is Naruto, and I'm going to need it to get me through this.
Okay.
I bet it's probably one of those shitty White Claws.
Oh, it is.
Oh, boy.
Well, I can't drink beer. It makes my tummy hurt.
Look,
yeah.
Fuck that.
Sorry, okay. This isn't the shit on Nick Berry episode. This is the shit on Naruto episode.
This is a shit on Naruto episode. So, it's been a long time coming, and by God's like we were never gonna read this book. Don't ever think, you little listeners out there, that we're ever gonna sit down and read Naruto. Good joke.
I mean, I was thinking about choosing it sometime.
Well, sorry, Luke. You're not.
I guess that's off the table. We've already done one big Shonen Jump, one of the big three, you know. So
can't do another. It's illegal. It's actually illegal. this is the best you're gonna get. We are all Naruto expert, I'd say. Fucking, we are in there deep. Some of us are still in there deep, Brian. But you know,
one of us is. I don't know if you're still in, if you're reading Boruto or not, Brian. But you should stop right now.
Listen.
It's not good. But it's not absolute garbage. That's all I can say. That's the best praise I can give it.
Dude, it sounds like Cyberpunk 2077.
Okay.
Look, we'll talk about that in the Cyberpunk podcast. First of all, let's start this with some structure. And then before we get into the fucking shit on Naruto and shit on Brian show, which this is going to turn into. So everybody, let's discuss our backgrounds and what makes us experts to talk about this topic. I'll go first. So back in, I guess, middle school, you know, I discovered this magical thing called Late Night Cartoon Network. You had Toonami, you had the alien guy, he would go, "What's up, gamers?"
Yeah, dude. He'd be like, "We got a sweet-ass lineup for you today."
We got a fucking lineup here.
Didn't he have like a robot friend or something?
He had a robot girlfriend. And
yeah.
She's like, "Hey, Tom." And it was fucking great. And I was like a middle schooler. And I had two friends from my neighborhood. They were Jacob and Justin. They're not listening, so it's fine. And they were like, "Oh, look at this cool new shit." And I'm like, "What? What is this? Is this Pokemon?" And this was like the first. Yeah, this is the first anime I'd ever seen. And like the first episode came on and Naruto transformed into a sexy naked lady with his ninja powers. And there's blood and swearing. And I was taken aback. I had never seen something like this before. And my little I guess boy, I was like, "Oh, this is, I'm not supposed to say this."
Your little boy brain, you're like, yeah. Naruto's sexy. What am I feeling?
And, you know, then we just started playing the games because, you know, we watched like as much of the show as we could, but the show took like weeks to come out. So we just bought all the games, got the story like that. My one friend Jacob found like books at the library he's like, "Oh, here's some random assortment of Naruto manga." And we read it. And then we found out like the idiots we were, you could just read online for free. So,
yeah, it's a thing called pirating.
Exactly. Pirate that shit. Oh, don't have to buy it anymore. So, you know, I read it all. I've read every one through 700, read all the chapters, seen almost all the anime, all the original anime, saw that, most of Shippuden, and, you know, a handful of the movies. Luke, what was your journey? You know, what's your expertise level?
Well, I think it's like the start to the story is pretty similar. In that, like, I started staying up late, like, it was, like, early high school, maybe, like, late middle school, eighth grade, that kind of thing. But I was, like, I started staying up later and later, you know, playing Black Ops 2. He's a fucking badass dude. He's doing rocket search and destroy. But then like one night, I stay up too late, you know? I stay up like a little later than I'm supposed to. Like I'm uncharted territory, like 2 a.m., you know? Because when I was sleeping, I was a real badass dude. Up at 2 a.m., you kidding me? But like, you know, I go to Cartoon Network. So I'm like, I wonder what's on, you know? Because I would watch like American Dad sometimes.
Oh,
like, from Adult Swim. I'd be like, yeah, I like that show. So I'd watch it like every night when it would come on. I was like, I wonder what they have on now. Maybe American Dad. And I turn on, and it's like the Naruto episode. I remember like the exact episode. It's where they're in the Chunin preliminaries, and Kakashi and Sasuke has to fight like the weird sound village dude. But he's also got like his curse mark going. And
he
stuff.
Just breaks his arm, right?
No. That's later on. That's earlier, I think, okay. In the Forest of Death when he like goes insane. When he after he gets his curse mark and he can't control it the first time. That's when he like, yeah, he breaks like dude's arm. But then he fights the other Sound Village dude in the preliminaries, you know, where they have like the big room.
Yeah, the big room with the hands.
Yeah. Dude. And it was like, I didn't know what they were talking about. Like, I remember Kakashi saying, he was like, Sasuke, don't use your Sharingan. I didn't know what that word was, you know. I'm like, what is Sharingan? You know? I had bullshit, no idea what they were talking about. But yeah, I was like, this is kind of stupid. I don't know. I'm going to make fun of this when I go to school. I'm going to be like, yo, I watched this Naruto shit. I did, actually. I went to school. I was like, I watched this Naruto shit. So fucking stupid. I don't know why anybody watches it. And I'm like, next weekend comes around. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll just watch it again. See what's up with it. I like that Kakashi guy, dude. I like his mask. I like his style. And so, like, I watched the next episode. I'm like, okay. I think the next episode is, like, where Sasuke gets his curse mark sealed by Kakashi, you know?
Oh, that's pretty. That's like, pretty sexy episode.
And then Orochimaru comes out of the woodwork, you know, all fucking scary and stuff. I'm like, who's this guy? And why does he have he's the best like theme song ever?
That's how. Yeah, the theme song was. Oh, it's fantastic. I don't know whose idea that was, but it was. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, it was. Look, there's one thing I can say good about Naruto. It's that fucking early Naruto theme, like music, just like background music, slaps.
Slaps. So fucking
hard. Oh, it's so good.
The classic like kabuki style fucking, I don't know, it's crazy. But yeah, I was like, okay, I'm at that point, I feel like I was into it. I'm like, I'm gonna keep watching this show because there are a couple characters I really like, none of which were Naruto, spoiler alert. I never grew to like Naruto. I would like, I just started like, I guess going around to different episodes, I think, and then I started like pirating it. So there I watched the rest of like the original Naruto, and then I went to like, there's a second one where he's older. It's like Rugrats all grown up, dude.
All grown up, dude. That is. It's so. That's exactly what it is. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then I watched, I think I watched up through the pain arc, and I stopped a bit. And then I watched, like, just miscellaneous episodes past the pain arc. Because at that point, I was like, this is as good as it's going to get for Naruto. And it was, you know. The pain arc is, like, the peak of Shippuden, at least. I think original Naruto is in its entirety. Is really good.
Yeah, and it's damn near perfect.
We'll talk about that.
But yeah, that's kind of my thing. And I got like really, really into it. Like in terms of like the merch and stuff. Like I bought a bunch of the books, you know. I would buy the books as they came out and ship it in. And I'd come and run over to Nick Barry and Brian and be like, did you guys know that Obito is Toby? And they're like, yeah, we read the manga online. We knew like 2 weeks ago.
So. Months ago, actually.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I thought I was like so like mind blown when that happened. But like, yeah, just to sum it up, I bought a ton of shit. I bought like the shirts. I bought Akatsuki rings that we could wear.
The jacket.
High school. I had a Madara jacket that was sweet, dude. It looked like his armor.
It looked sweet. Luke wore it every like winter day of like high school. That jacket burned into my mind because that's Luke's outfit in my mind.
I was wearing that fucking Uchiha outfit, dude. I was like, I want to be one of those guys. Get massacred.
Okay.
No, but yeah, I had the jacket and everything. Yeah, but that's about it. It changed my life forever. No, I'm telling you, because I got in the anime after that. I started getting deeper in anime. So,
and then you led you to Monster Musume.
So did it really help me in the end?
Did it really help?
Absolutely.
No. Brian, you recounted your story of getting introduced to Naruto before, but just quickly recap, you know, if people just clicked on this Naruto episode, how were you introduced to this beautiful series?
Yeah, sure. Cliff Notes version. I happened to somehow, some way, find a copy of the manga at the, I think it was just the first volume, when I was a kid in Nigeria. Some random guy had it on a bus, and I just took it off him and read it, and I was enthralled, and I forgot about it for about 2 more years, and I came to America, and it turns out the cousin who I lived with for about a year had, like, the entire DVD box set or something of Naruto the anime.
Damn, can you be my cousin?
So yeah, he's like, oh, have you heard of Naruto before? I'm like, once. And then he's like, well, you want to watch it? And I watched it, and let me tell you, it opened up so many doors. Like Luke, it was pretty much like the main thing that got me into anime. So it's always going to hold a special place in my heart, as awful as it may be sometimes.
I mean, I think that's the main point. That's like our main argument, Nick Berry. I know you like to shit on it. I know you're going to shit on it here, but it's like, okay, we can't watch it now. I mean, none of us are going to watch it now anymore. Like, none of us could get into it now, I feel like. But it got us into what we're into now, pretty much. It helped shape our interests today.
It popped all over, like, anime cherries.
Yeah. In a way, yes.
I mean, it did. And, like, look, that's fair. But
I can never hate on it. I can say there are bad parts and stuff, but I can never say, like, I hate it, you know? I'll always say, you know, I always loved Naruto. I mean, not Naruto himself, you know, Itachi for life, you know.
We'll get to the hate.
Okay, Itachi. Also, like, another great character.
Shisui, dude. Oh.
Shisui does not count. He's not real.
Well, that's not a character. Look, okay, whoa. Before we jump ahead, if you're this far, and if you're, like, 13 minutes, whatever, in, Naruto is one of the biggest anime in the world. If you haven't heard of it, why'd you click this? But it's ninjas. And they're anime ninjas, so they're not ninjas.
Not your grandma's ninja, man.
Not your grandma's ninjas. This is new modern ninjas, and they just do magic.
Boruto is new modern ninjas.
They have technology.
Oh, yeah.
They have computers. They have ninja computers.
Yeah, they do. They've got computers. They got TVs. It's kind of like, they have radios too. I know that for a fact. I don't know
they
how.
Have, like, no, remember they have when they went to the Ten Tails?
They have Playboy.
They have the Ten Tails when they awaken. They have like a VR headset group in the back, like calling out all the stuff. Yeah, remember that?
That was the thing. I mean, they had like some weird, you know, chakra contraption nonsense, but pretty much, yeah, they had like wires.
See, and stuff. Yeah.
Look, episode one, they have like Naruto goes into like a 7-Eleven and tries to steal a Playboy. Like,
that's what I don't get. Kind of like Naruto's technology thing. I never understood what time period they're supposed to be in. I know it's supposed to be like a mythical world, kind of, but at the same time, they're like using candles for half the shit, and the other stuff, they have like laptops and Playboys and 7-Elevens out here. I'm like, I don't know what time period you're supposed to be in. And they have like full cities, too.
Yeah, it's never really explained.
Never explained. One specific, they're hidden cities.
Yeah, like one hidden specific memory village? I have like with that is like specifically like, I don't know if it was like, I don't know if it was in the manga or in the anime, but I remember very specifically there was like a scene with Sasuke in his room. And there was a TV there, and I thought, they watch TV? I haven't seen a show once. There's a TV in his room. And I was like, okay, well, cool, it's a TV. I didn't know they had that technology.
Sasuke's got a PlayStation 5 before we all did.
He's the one scalping them, dude.
With his Sharingan, he's scalping those. He's getting all the fucking deals online. All the practical applications for the Sharingan. Scalping.
Oh, yes. Sharingan, the most broken. You know, we can talk about all the broken shit.
Yeah, look. Before we get into the broken shit, look. Let's everybody take a second, reflect, and what do you actually like? You know, we talked about why we got into it, but why did you stay into this shit? Look, I can start with this. I think young me and current me I respect and love some of those early fights. Some of the later fights are great too, but I think the fighting in Naruto can be fantastic when done right. Their powers early on were relatively simple.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sand guy, I'm fist guy, I have a shadow thing, like, I have crazy eyes. Like, you know, pretty boiled down, and you had some cool, like, action. I think a lot of the designs are sick. I think Kakashi looks great.
Yeah.
All the Akatsuki members, like, the Akatsuki look iconic, you know, that's like your anime convention fucking 101, wear the Akatsuki robe. Cool.
That's like a one-step cosplay for everything. It's like, I'm just a member of the Akatsuki. I can be whatever member I want.
Throw on a hood, you throw on a little ring there, and you're good to go.
Yeah. Look, we all had rings. Brian,
I bought them, dude, and I gave them to you guys.
Yeah. We wore them to high school like psychopaths.
Hey, I don't know what you guys happened to your guys. I mean, you guys stopped wearing after like 2 months. I had mine on for like the rest of the year. I had like my thumb one. I think it was Payne's actually.
I had Daedra's.
I had none actually because icon or whatever the little engraving on the ring did not match any of them. Like the color was yellow specifically, I remember, but I'm like, the character was wrong. So I'm like, well, this doesn't belong to anybody.
Maybe it was Orochimaru's ring.
It definitely was not Orochimaru's ring. In addition to that, the ring at some point, like, I don't know if it chipped or something, but I couldn't wear it because it was just tearing into my skin. So I just
look. Like, we all look like crazy.
Dude, it was Orochimaru's Akatsuki ring. Oh my god, sure. I called it. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
That would make a lot more sense.
Yeah, we were those kids in high school, so don't worry. But I think Naruto does have a lot of good. You know, it's this like it looks cool, the fights are cool, but the problem. Look, I won't get into the problem. That's just what I stuck with. I'm like, these fights are pretty sick, and I liked some of the characters. I, unlike Luke, you know, had a soft spot for Naruto for the longest time. Like, yeah, you believe it? Like, yeah.
I'll give you there were moments that I was like. Okay, Naruto, I like the message Naruto's sending. He's like, you know, the fight where, like, the three Sannin fight, and then Orochimaru's like, you're trash, and you'll always be trash. Sometimes you just can't train people because they're just garbage. And then, what's his name's, like, Pervy Sage is like, you know what makes Naruto different than you? What makes a real ninja is having the guts to never give up, you know?
What makes Naruto different than you, Orochimaru, is that he is a reincarnation of one of the original founding two ninjas of our universe, who are both descendants of God. He also has a nine-tailed demon inside him, which gives him unlimited power, and that's what makes him different than you. Oh, wait, he works hard.
Wait, did I say that out loud? I meant he works hard. No, it's like, yeah, okay, I kind of get that, like, before the whole like Nine Tails thing, I don't know.
The Nine Tails was there thing, from the start.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
from the start.
But I mean,
literally,
like,
yeah, the first scene was him.
I guess I was kind of like Naruto's. He's relatable, but he's not really relatable because he's not powerless. People are like, you know, talking. He has the guts to never give up. It's like, well, of course, he's like he has the most powerful tailed beast inside him. He has untapped potential. He has a limited chakra. Of course, he needs Summer Rasengan.
He has the most powerful tailed beast. He has the most powerful one. It is the strongest because it has the most tail.
So strong, in fact, because like it can take on the other ones, apparently, like in a 1v8 and like win. That's what's implied anyway. So
also,
he got all the buffs from the beginning.
Naruto only has one half of that tailed beast in him.
Who has he had? He's got them all.
He's got it all now. But like in the beginning of the series and until like the war, he only has half.
Where did the other half come from? I don't remember.
It's some jackass. Had it there. Some jackass has it, but
never gave it back.
They gave it back though. It's fine. They gave it back. But
you're not the main character of the story. I am. Give me my
time. I am. Believe it. Okay, Luke. What do you like? What's your what really rustles your jimmies and makes you happy about Naruto?
Well, I mean, a lot of things. I think cool characters for one. Just like the cool designs. I like that. And then. The fights are good too, especially like you said, the original fights. I'm like, I like that classic, you know, it's hand to hand for the most part. And then inside, people have their own little, you know, Kekkei Genkai or like their own little bloodline powers that they have.
Yeah, their own little like weird powers. But
yeah, and I'm like, okay, that's cool. It sets everybody apart. But I think like the biggest thing I liked about it was like, I really like getting into like the lore of everything, you know? I don't know. I would like go on the Wikipedia page and read everything about. Like the Sharingan or the Rinnegan, Byakugan, all the different jutsu types, all the different like I don't know, yeah, all different wind styles, that kind of thing. I don't know.
I can super relate to that because when I was a kid, I would go on the wiki specifically look up like what are the other villages and what are their symbols and make like paper headbands for the other villages. I'm like, oh, this is cool. Too. Like,
do like
the hidden star village.
Yeah, I always love the hidden sound village. I'm like. Fucking made up village out of nowhere. It's like, did nobody ever question that? You know? It's like, we're a new village. What's up? Okay.
Look, it's got a pretty, like, a world that draws you in, you know?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, when you don't know the actual mysteries of the world of Naruto, when you don't Like, the answers to the questions, like, suck. Like, when you learn actually what the Naruto world is, you're really disappointed. But when you just start and you're just with, like, base Naruto, not Shippuden or anything, the world seems, like, so interesting. Mm-hmm. And, like, chakra and jutsus and fucking the eye shit. It all seems so cool at first, but, you know, it kind of gets shitty.
Yeah, I feel like it gets caught up in too much lore. And at that point, I was kind of, like, lost. You know, it's like, this kind of stuff, they kind of, the early stuff they categorized pretty well. I'm like, okay, I like that. And then later on, it was just, they were just, I feel like Kishimoto was just making up stuff at the end, which he probably was. And it
definitely was, yeah.
It got too, like, you know, so saturated with this, like, random stuff that they're bringing in all the time. I'm like, I don't like that. I don't like that you keep adding Sharingan powers. Like, I like the base Sharingan powers. Those were cool enough. You don't need to keep adding in, I can't die. Oop, I can make a time loop. Oop, so I can make a gigantic fucking flame dude walking around, slicing mountains in half. I'm like, okay.
So what I think happened was, like, Kishimoto at some point, he said that he got inspiration for Naruto from the original Dragon Ball. Like, no Z, no Super, just original kid Dragon Ball Goku. That's why he's got the little, you know, outfit that's with the orange and blue, whatever. I think what happened was he watched the original Dragon Ball, and he had a good thing going, and then he started watching Dragon Ball Z. And then he got, like, some really horrible ideas after, like, the whole Super Saiyan arc, and he just put that all in Naruto, and here we are. That's my theory anyway.
I mean,
yeah, it's just,
it does turn into Dragon Ball Z battle. It, like, does turn into giant lasers and
things. Depressing, because the best part, one of the best parts was seeing that hand-to-hand combat, and it's like, it's not really dictated on, oh, I have these special abilities I'm just born with. Like, you know, I can't just summon a huge gigantic monster and shoot gigantic black balls to destroy half a planet, you know. I don't know. I'm not gonna bring the whole moon down with my fist, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Look, that's a little too negative. Look, Brian, bring us back with some positivity.
Positivity is going to be a little bit rough, but I want to say one thing that really drew me into Naruto, like, that really got me hooked, were the Chunin exams. I didn't much care for the Zabuza arc. People, like, raise that arc like it's the gods and the Naruto. I thought it was okay, but the Chunin exams, they came in, and I was like, well, there's all these different characters. Gaara was a menace, or Orochimaru was doing something on the background. It was almost perfect. Actually, I don't think I have, like, any complaints at all, but that's the main reason why I was so hooked onto Naruto. After that, I just had to keep going.
He set up the Chunin exams arc really well for, like, the ninja war quotation mark kind of thing with the whole sand village getting in it.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And Sasuke leaving the village. Like, I think it sets it up perfectly. I don't know. It introduces you to all these characters and helps, like, really a lot of exposition. It explains things a lot. Like, explains the world a lot better, I feel like. There's other villages, and they're just as powerful ninjas too, and they have their own specific powers, you know, and they each village has its own little Hokage.
Can we all admit that like, that's the best arc of Naruto?
Oh yeah, for sure, for original Naruto at least. Yeah,
I can't really think of that or the Pain arc, really. People say, like, Pain arc's really good. I'm like, I don't know, Pain arc got kind of, like, confusing to me, like, halfway through. It felt like a blur. I remember Naruto turning to, like, the Nine Tails because Hinata got, like, stabbed with spikes or whatever.
I remember, like, the off on Pain. Pain,
like,
that episode.
Pain, like, makes, like, a moon thingy or something. Is he, like, I don't even know.
Look, before Naruto got the shit, it was actually pretty interesting with those tuning exams. The fucking ninja finals, you know, you had to write your ninja essays.
Oh man, that shit was classic. I love that. I love when they take the exams and they're like, okay, you can take the exams. And the questions are impossible.
No cheating.
And no cheating. Unless you don't get caught, you know. And then typical Sasuke's fashion, he's like, I figured it out. You're supposed to cheat on this exam. And meanwhile, Naruto's like, oh man, I can't solve any of these problems. I don't know what to do. And then Hinata's like, I'll give you my test answers.
But and then they... That's
yeah, so but good. He's about to cheat. And then he's like, you know what? No. I'm going to be the Hokage. I'm going to get all these answers right. I'm like, no, you aren't. But you just got lucky because the exam actually meant nothing as long as you stayed around.
Yeah, as long as you don't quit, as long as you don't get caught cheating or quit taking the exam, you actually just pass.
Well, here's the thing about that, though. Like, Naruto talked no juices himself out of, like, taking the written exam, which is all, you know, nice and all. But he never actually got, like, that promotion. I'm pretty sure the other people who did were Sasuke and Shikamaru.
Shikamaru gets it. Sasuke does not.
Sasuke does not get it. But specifically Naruto, even though he makes it all the way to like the very end to where Shikamaru is, he does not get it. My guess is because who does he defeat? I mean, he defeats like a bunch of people. But
Neji, notably.
He beats Neji, dude. He beats Neji in the final round. And he doesn't become Chunin?
No, because I think, like, because at the end of the written exam, the guy who was in charge of, like, the proctor, he notices Naruto's, like, answers are just not there at all. I'm guessing he got disqualified at some point because he didn't actually do the test or anything. I don't know.
Yeah, the Chunin exam is the best arc in Naruto. The bullshit is, once you learn at the end how the Chunin exam work, it kind of ruins it. So how the Chunin exams, like, work in what's given in Naruto is none of it matters. It is all up to the higher up ninjas. They will they monitor people and they pick and choose who ninja graduates to the next ninja level and who ninja doesn't. And after you learn that, you're like, well, what's the point of all the tournament, the test and everything? And they're like, well, we didn't think of that. It's just
we didn't think that far.
We didn't think we'd get this far.
You know, it's I don't know. I think yeah, what there were like two people that became Chunin from that, if I remember, like off the first year. I know, like in Shippuden, Rock Lee was like already a Chunin because he took it the next year.
Everybody tells
Shippuden, everyone but Naruto is a Chunin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And then Shikamaru is one ninja level up.
He's a Jonin.
Jonin, whatever. The fucking.
Ganin's number one, Chunin's number two, Jonin's number three.
Yeah. No, look.
And Sanin, there's three of them.
Sanin is not an official rank.
It's a title.
Sanin's a badass rank. Yeah, actually, no, it's not because none of them are badass.
None of them are badass. They all suck.
Orochimaru used to be, and then he became a mother. That's what I
think. And he became a mommy. But look, I think we've got all the positivity out, and there was a lot of negativity in that positivity, I noticed. I noticed we couldn't help ourselves.
Yeah.
Even when I go, hey, everybody, what's your love, blah, blah, blah. We're like, this is fucking stupid. Why'd they do this? Why'd they choose this? Look.
Well, it's like when you think deep enough into it for a lot of the stuff, it's like, okay, when looking back on it, there's some things that I'm like, why would you do this? What is the point? It doesn't make any sense. You know, there's a lot of questions I'm asking. But in the moment when I was watching it and like, I wasn't thinking about it. I was just looking at the pretty pictures on the screen, you know?
Remember, we're all illiterate.
Yeah, so. I was mesmerized with the world, you know, before I really started looking deeper into it and thinking, wow, some of this stuff was really stupid, you know? Like Haku being a boy, that was really stupid. Just make her a sexy woman, you know?
Sexy boys. Naruto is king of the sexy boys. You know, they have tons in that show.
And I had to add in I did not like Naruto, and I hated Konohamaru even more. It's like an even more annoying Naruto.
It's just Naruto times two.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's like come
Naruto,
on.
Naruto, but without the believe it, pretty much.
Without the cool catchphrase. Let me boil Naruto down to why I think it not only always it always sucked. I think we can all like it and say this was great for us, but I think Naruto always fucking sucked, because here is why. Look, so take yourself back to arc numero uno. We are in the mystical land of the Hidden Mist, and we're trying to protect, we're doing a ninja mission. This is the most ninja Naruto will ever be.
Dude, it's an S rank. I remember the rank fucking missions and stuff. Like, the most C rank was like rescuing a cat from a tree. I'm like, that's kind of fucking stupid. And why are you a ninja do that? We just get the firefighters to do that.
We'd get the ninja firefighters.
There's a ninja police force.
They have a ninja police force, yeah.
They had the Uchiha clan.
Yeah, look. Take yourself back to that. This is the purest form of Naruto, I think. I think I agree with a lot of people that say the Hidden Mist, Zabuza arc is one of the better ones. Because it's very ninja, they're on a little mission. We're protecting this guy, and he's being assaulted by other ninjas. Oh, cool. Let's find out about these other ninjas. So we have Zabuza, ruthless serial killer, who instead of
ninja swordsman of the mist, dude.
Yeah, ruthless, horrible figure, monster, evil, evil. No, he's spooky. And
dude, when they're bandaged up, they're evil.
Yeah, oh, the bandages. Is. More bandages, the more evil they are. So he comes out there with his giant sword, and he's like, I'm paid by another ninja village on a mission. This is also an S-rank mission for me, Naruto. I'm going to kill the bridge guy you must protect. And Naruto's like, no, why would you do that? And I think the problem boils down to, like, this is great, great setup. You know, kill this guy. Like, show Naruto this is a ninja world. We got a ninja kill this ninja, like, bad man. But what we do in classic Naruto fashion, arc one, look, future Nick Berry, cue the music right about now. Look, Mr. Swordsman, you're just a person me and, like, I am. I sat on the sad swing, and it was sad for me, too. I didn't have friends. I didn't have friends because in my ninja exam, I had to kill them. Oh, I've never had a friend before, except for this little boy I picked up. See, if you just had more friends and I was a friend to you and you were a friend to me, things wouldn't have to be so bad, man, wouldn't they? Huh, I guess we're on the same side now, aren't we? I'm gonna go solve the problem. Let me solve the problem. Yeah, believe it, man. Thanks for solving that problem. Oh. I was on a swing once when I was a kid. And that's everything. That's every fucking arc. That's how they solve every problem. There's never a problem that's not solved like that.
Hey, it's all about childhood.
Is that how the war ended as well?
That's how the war ends.
That's how everything ended.
Pretty much it.
That's how every arc ended. Are you kidding me?
He just talks his way out of every single conflict. That's okay. A real power, to be honest.
In fairness, okay, this is a show aimed towards young adults, young adults.
It's not aimed towards children. There's blood, there's cussing, there's titties. This is not aimed towards children.
Young Japanese adults, older Japanese children. Okay, this is all about the childhood idealism, you know, where it's the power to believe in oneself and the drive to never give up is what will solve the problem every time.
It's not what solves it. It's not never giving up. It's literally, I'm a sad boy. So are you, right? Aren't you sad? Hey, Luke, didn't you sit on a sad swing one time?
I've swung on a swing once or twice, yes.
Why does every ninja village have a sad swing that we can sit on?
See,
why?
Naruto's different, though, because he could have become a villain. This could have been his villain origin story when he was on that sad swing. But he decided, you know what? I'm going to be better than these people thinking that I'm just nothing but a monster. I'm going to rise above it, and I'm going to be the best ninja of them all. And he's trying to show the rest of the villains that they can do the same thing he's doing. And he's going to show them the way by becoming the Hokage.
Okay. Look, the only time this works is in the Chunin exams. Doesn't work with Zabuza. I think it's stupid that he is able to talk down this notorious, like, bounty serial killer.
Zabuza is a grown-ass man, seven ninja swordsmen of the mist, who are all like fucking psychopaths. So I don't know how you're supposed to be talking. I can understand that. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. He's a grown-ass man. You think a child's gonna negotiate with him? Like, I fucking punt that child to the moon. He was trying to talk some bullshit like that. I'm like, you don't know what I've been through. I got this huge-ass sword, you know?
I got a huge-ass sword. You can't stop me, Naruto. What are you gonna do? But it works with Gaara. Because Gaara is actually, you know, I think this is well written. Gaara is the reverse Naruto. He's the leader of the village's son who has a big, scary spook monster inside him. And he sat on that sad swing. But instead of choosing to have shit handed to him by other characters, Gaara chose murder. So
yeah, Gaara chose the bad path while Naruto chose the good path.
And while Naruto didn't choose, Naruto was given. He was handed out stuff by other characters externally. Naruto never did this. He was surrounded by people who kind of cared.
I don't know,
the lesson falls apart, because the problem I have with Naruto is he never actually is like does his like motto of like, look guys, I get you're big bad ninjas, but like it's all about like making friends and training hard. Naruto, you don't do either of those. First off, you piss everyone off, and everyone hates you. There's a reason you're sitting on that sad swing by yourself, because we all hate you, and you have a demon inside you. Second, you don't train hard, because you have a demon inside you. You literally accomplish things. They say, this would take Naruto. You're going to learn a new technique. This would take 10 years for an average ninja, but since you have a demon inside you, that, a week?
I mean, might it remind you that Naruto's signature ability to the Shadow Clone Jutsu is only possible because he has the chakra given to him by the Night Tails. He would not be able to summon more than like one Shadow Clone at a time. That's like a forbidden technique, summoning like multiple Shadow Clones because it takes so much chakra. But since it's Naruto and he's the most fucking powerful thing on the planet. But he plays himself down for some reason, like he's a weak ass. I don't know. It's true. He plays himself down as like weak and, you know, excluded and that kind of thing. But he's not. He's really not. He's like the most important person in the village. He does the least amount of work to get the most results, you know.
Naruto is a walking nuclear warhead, and he has the audacity to say, "I suck. Oh boy, life hard."
And Sasuke over here, Sasuke had to fucking earn this shit. Okay, Sasuke might have had some advantages.
I agree with that so much. Like, I never got people like saying like, "Oh, Naruto's a better." Like, Sasuke legitimately, besides Sharingan, had to work for every single step of power that he got. That's just the whole thing.
Don't you remember the whole arc? Yeah, don't you remember the? I mean, technically, Barry, don't you remember the whole arc where Itachi's like, he's a super badass. He's like Anbu Black Ops captain at like age 12, and his father's like, "So proud of you, son. Love you. Give me a kiss on the mouth."
Give me a kiss on the mouth.
No. You said something like that. I'm just ad-libbing it, you know. But, you know, he loves Itachi way more. And then Sasuke's like, "All right, I'm going to have to train to be like Itachi. I'm always catching up to Itachi." Mouth, Dad? Yeah, I got to train to be as good as Itachi. So you see him practicing his fireball jutsu, you know, over and over. And, like, his dad comes out and he's like, "That's some weak shit, son. I'm not going to talk to you until you give me a big fireball." And then Sasuke keeps fucking training that fireball. And one day he finally gets it. And his father, like, barely acknowledges him. He's like, "Nice job, dude.
Good, I guess."
And then he's like, "Oh, my goodness. This is the greatest thing ever," you know. And then Itachi kills the whole village. And then it just shatters Sasuke's whole world.
Never got another compliment ever again.
Yeah, and then Sasuke has to build his way up to try to even be level with Itachi. That's like his whole thing, is he's training so hard, not just because he wants to be cool or something. He's training so hard so he can match his brother in power and then eventually, you know, kill him. For what he thinks was, you know, him killing the whole clan for no reason. But there is reason.
He did. He pretty
and that's much, the most look, devastating part, you know?
Look, the Itachi pretty much like pumped up kicks his whole clan. You know, he had the headphones in, all the other kids with the pumped up kicks, and he fucking massacred them for no reason. Don't think they give you a reason. It's dumb as fuck. So Itachi's a bad man. Can we agree on that?
I think honestly, the
motives were misguided.
I think his motives were made up at some point later on during Shippuden. I think he was like genuinely bad at the beginning, and that's what they were going with, and then he just changed his mind. But you know, whatever. There's no.
I think it makes much more sense that his motive is to unlock the powers of Sharingan. You must like experience loss. So he takes that, you know, he reads like the sacred scroll and he goes, "Oh," and he internalizes that and goes, "Okay, the best way to experience loss and activate this power is to kill everyone attached to
it." Personally, just
take this personally.
I always kind of wondered, like, okay, Itachi's good, but he's not so good he can take on an entire village of Uchiha, right? There's no way.
But he does.
Apparently, well, he had help from Obito. No, that's how it...
That sucks. I hate that.
I don't like it.
Well, it's...
That's a retcon.
It was a two-man job.
Okay. I hate that. I didn't know that. I forgot about that.
I didn't know that either.
Oh, you guys didn't watch the anime.
I thought it was a solo job.
I thought it was solo. That ruins it, I thought what honestly.
Happened... Yeah. What happened?
Obito met up with him the day before, and he's like, "Yeah, you guys were going to, you know, like kill your entire clan with me for reasons." And I don't remember exactly
how. Why would Obito join that?
I don't remember specifically. I honestly do not remember, but I know for a fact Obito helped out.
I thought it was this. I thought it was, I don't even know. It was something with like they hate the Leaf Village hated the Uchihas, so they were gonna like keep excluding them or something, and then. It was some political thing that I don't remember specifically.
It was a race thing, for sure. Look, what is stated in the show, or not in the show, but in the book, so I read all the book, is, okay, look, the freaking world of Naruto, first Hokage, the first president, George Washington, comes in, he's like, my boyfriend is an Uchiha, and, like, I know we hate them, but, like, I'm dating him, and that they're going to be in the village. And everybody hates them. They're fucking super racist towards Uchiha, as you should be, because they have weird eye magic that I don't trust.
Also, they've been fighting each other years beforehand. So
Senju and Uchiha.
Yeah, but after the first Hokage passes away and he's like, "Don't kill my boyfriend's clan," the second Hokage immediately, he's like,
"Dude." He's like, Toriyama is such a guy.
He smells it. He's like, "I smell bitch in here." And he's like, he segregates all the Uchiha into fucking one part of the village. He writes up the Jim Crow laws, like literally. Like, this is what happened. This is fucking what happens. He gets out the fucking Jim Crow, then 3/5 compromise, all that. He puts it into law. He's like, "Okay, Uchiha, you will be the police, because people hate cops. So, like, all the Uchiha will be police, and you'll be segregated to the slums." He dies. The third Hokage goes, that makes sense. Like, let's not fuck with that. I hate the Uchiha. And that's just how it is from there on out. They're just racist. And then, eventually, the third Hokage goes, the Uchiha might be getting angry. I heard they got, a Martin Luther Uchiha.
That's it. They were trying to stage a coup.
They were trying to stage a coup. And Martin Luther Uchiha and Malcolm Uchiha X were going to do something, and the third Hokage goes, not in my house, and sends an Uchiha to kill the rest.
It wasn't under the third Hokage's orders. It was under the fucking Danzo's orders.
No, it's under the third Hokage.
Danzo
and the second Hokage at some point were like best friends, because honestly, the guy like carried his work to the next level, but yeah.
Okay. I don't know. It was really complex. I just remember Shisui giving Itachi his eyes, because he's like, "Village isn't going to survive. You need to take things in your own hands." He's like, "I trust you." And Itachi's just like, "Well, the best plan for me is to just kill everybody. I'll honor Shisui's will, and then I'll unlock my Mangekyou Sharingan, I guess." I think it also unlocked Sasuke's.
No. So he actually unlocked his?
Itachi? He unlocked his from Shisui,
When Shisui died. Shisui
threw him some. Yeah, that's right.
It's a little suicide. I don't know how that works out specifically, but I guess it's that easy.
I don't get how they pull their eyes out so easily. They, like, just pull the eyes out, and they're like,
They pop those things out like they're, like, disposable. And I don't get that either, but hey, never explained.
What doesn't make sense to me is how the Uchihas are painted as these, like, bad men when... it's just everyone else is racist to them. You know, they, like, kick them on the streets and spit in their faces. And they're like, "I don't want you near my daughter."
Son of mine's going to be dating Uchiha scum.
Yeah. No, son of mine's going to be talking to an Uchiha boy. No.
They got those red eyes, see?
Yeah, red eyes. Oh, yuck. I heard they got an extra bone in their foot.
Yeah, what the fuck is... they love the Byakugan and the, you know...
Well, the Byakugan they were not like, you know, a different clan or anything. It just happens in the...
No, they are. They're the Hyuga clan.
No, I mean, like, they're not like they weren't like at war with them, with the Hyuga or anything. Like, the Hyuga were always, you know, all buddy-buddy with the Senju, I guess. So, maybe they migrated. I don't know. Point being, the Uchiha specifically, the only reason why anyone has any beef with them at all is because they always fight at some point in time. It's like, who did the U.S. fight in some war? Like, give me an example.
Iraq.
Germany. No. Not Iraq. We're not talking about Iraq. Let's go back in time.
I'd say Iraq, because people kind of like terrorists now, you know. Ooh, if you're Muslim, you're terrorist. Kind of thing, right?
Let's go Germany then, just for tame's sake.
They'll say Germans are Nazis. I don't know.
But there's more white Nazis than there are German now.
This is like a whole derailment. But what I'm trying to say is, they fought them at some point, and I guess they never really got over it. And the second Hokage definitely didn't help by, you know, segregating them into a little tiny corner of the leaf. So
Toby Rama's a G, though, honestly. I mean...
well, look, wait.
Besides classic, the blatant racism, yeah, he was pretty...
Classic segment of the podcast. Would Toby Rama say it?
Absolutely. Yes. With gusto. No hesitation whatsoever.
With gusto. He would say it.
He'd say it with pride and look you in the eye, too. You gotta love
him. I just like it. I loved his design. I loved his special water type stuff. Oh, man.
Like, I don't know how.
I love his armor. I love the old ninja armor.
What got me is he was in the games from, like, the beginning. So, like, way before his character was ever introduced, and they talked about his blatant, like, hard R racism. Like, you play him as a kid, and you're like, "Oh, this is a cool, like, powerful water guy. Like, that's pretty neat." And then you just find out. It's like finding out, you know, like living nowadays, and you find out like one of your favorite celebrities is just fucking like racist. That's what it's like being a Toby Rama fan.
Pretty much. It didn't stop me from loving him, though. I appreciate the guy.
I appreciate him because Uchiha's also, you know, I've been batting for the Uchiha's right now. I've been like, no, bad Leaf Village. Also, the Uchiha's are really evil. And most, like, a good 50% of them were planning, like, a violent thing. And they also have crazy eye magic that's, like, gifted from God or something. So, like, you should be wary of their nonsense.
Toby Rama was right all along. Who knew?
Racism won. Look.
Well, let's be honest here. Who caused... Okay. The reincarnation of Madara Uchiha. Okay, who caused the fifth Great Ninja War? It was an Uchiha. Okay, and who caused the whole Infinite Tsugiyomi? It was an Uchiha. And who was the original... I guess you can't count the fucking lady, weird lady with the third eye as an Uchiha. But she has the red eye.
Uchiha, so. Look.
And the Uchiha was responsible for, you know, the Akatsuki. Technically speaking, he did form, you know, Isis. So yeah, totally.
It was an Uchiha who plotted everything that happened to Naruto. Okay?
The problem with Naruto is it is literally, if you like read the subtext, like we are doing right now, is one of the most racist series ever. They not only like blatantly be racist to this one group, but then they go out of their way to make sure you know they were racist to them for good reason.
Yeah, the Leaf Village really never fixed that problem either. That's the thing. Even after the Uchihas were massacred, they still treated Sasuke like shit. And Itachi, they're like, fucking S-rank criminal.
Did they, though?
Which he was.
Like Sasuke kind of got off like easy.
Whoa. Sasuke deserved it because Sasuke... Look, let's get into this. Sasuke's war crimes. And so, look, if you know Naruto, you know, like, Sasuke goes evil for a little bit. And in most shows where you go evil for a little bit, you know, it's either you go full evil and you're now the, like, final villain, or you go evil and then we bring you back. Sasuke goes evil, commits war crimes against the Ninja Geneva Convention, like, blatant, like, massacring of people. You know, he hunts down, like, these, like, the other Jinchuriki. I know he helps hunt down, like, Killer B. I know they don't get him, but, like, he's complicit in war crimes. He joins ISIS.
He does.
And then when
plots
Kakashi,
to kill the vice president of the Leaf Village.
He kills the vice president of the Leaf Village, not plots. He kills him.
Technically speaking, he didn't kill him. It was
a
suicide.
Himself. Yeah, he killed himself. But he kills him. Then when Kakashi becomes ninja president, he ninja pardons him.
Hold on
of all his war of all his
Wait,
war crimes.
I don't think Sasuke's killed anyone, as a matter of fact.
No, fuck off.
No. He hasn't killed anyone. Every single person he's fought is either like No, he hasn't.
Shut
he's
up.
A little baby.
No, he
every
has
single
not.
Person
this
he's fought. He has
Dude,
fought
is that
with
Toby Rama on
kill.
The other line there? Is that you, Toby Rama?
This little kid, hold up. Whoa. He definitely killed people. Shut up, Ryan.
No, he hasn't. No one is he hasn't killed a single person. Not him.
Tim.
Okay.
You're prejudiced.
Not even Naruto,
showing,
as a matter
Nick Barry.
Of fact. Every single person he's fought. Deidara, suicide. Itachi, suicide. Danzo, suicide. Killer B, substitution jutsu. That's it. He didn't kill a single person. He's innocent.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Reading it. No, he's not. He's never killed a man.
Well,
he
not
sucks.
I guess so.
Yeah, he never killed Itachi either. Itachi died
from tuberculosis. Tuberculosis or ninja COVID. I don't know. Whatever.
He dies from ninja COVID. That's what's... Oh my god.
Only
yeah,
we
I guess.
Knew. That's why Kakashi survived the whole time because he's wearing a mask, dude.
Oh, big brain right there.
Big brain plays. Kakashi knew all along.
Sasuke literally is only like complicit in these crimes. He like helped. He helped join ISIS, but he never actually.
I never killed anyone, so I don't think I should be arrested. At least they let him walk for that. So.
And they let him
Tell
walk, and
he
becomes
I've done. Yeah. Tell me the crimes he's committed. None. You have no case.
He becomes ninja like Secretary of State or like Treasurer or something after.
Treasurer.
He literally gets like a high ranking government job. I think it's like foreign affairs because they're like, hey, we don't want you in the village, but like you're pardoned.
Like we don't want to see you, but we also want you to show that you know reform. So yeah. Go ahead and stop any possible new ninja ISIS. Come back for like a week and then go back again.
Look, are either of you Sasuke fans? Because I hate him.
I wasn't hate him.
I like Kid Sasuke before the whole emo thing.
Oh, I like opposite.
See, I like opposite Sasuke. If I like any Sasuke, it's adult Sasuke, where he's committing war crimes and being a terrorist.
Dude, I remember his sword. I have his fucking Kusanagi sword.
His sword is sweet. I'll give him that much.
It doesn't make sense how he pulls that sword out. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I remember in Ultimate Ninja Storm 3, I used to play as Sasuke all the time. He'd like fucking pull that sword out, fucking go ham, and slam it back in. I thought that was the coolest shit.
It is very cool. Look, Sasuke is kind of cool. And if we can give Naruto anything, the like Naruto and Sasuke character model inspired everything you're reading right now in Shonen Jump. You're going to find a Naruto and a Sasuke.
True that.
You read Chainsaw Man, Denji's a Naruto, Aki's a Sasuke. You read Promised Neverland, Emma's a Naruto, Rei's a Sasuke.
Rei is the most Sasuke I've seen in a long time. Rei's
a Sasuke. Yeah.
What else is a pure Sasuke. Sasuke in his purest form.
All he's missing is the eyes. That's about it.
They've inspired so many, but like Sasuke, kind of his character doesn't like, I guess, make the most sense. He kind of sucks, and his like his motivation gets kind of ruined at the end, where they try to redeem him, where he's like, "Wait, I want to be ninja president."
That's so, oh yeah, I remember he did that. He's like, "I'm gonna be Hokage. That's my dream." Yeah. It's like, no, Naruto's like, "No, it's not. You can't claim that this late in the series. It's been my dream the whole fucking time." And if the writer makes you the Hokage at the end, I'm gonna say goodbye to the village.
He could do it. I love how
you ain't gonna have, I want to have a village to Hokage in. You know,
exactly. Look, if I can be Hokage, no one else.
Let's talk about
if everybody's Hokage, no one will be.
There we go.
That makes sense. I like it.
Let's talk about there's two characters in my eyes. Our like, you know, I put like S rank. Like only two of you get up there, and I think we haven't talked about them much. But number one, I think this character exemplifies Naruto's themes, like the message it tries to get across, all that shit. He is the most like character of this series that like does it. He does it. Why doesn't Naruto do it? Who knows? Why doesn't Naruto fucking like, why is he a hypocrite? I don't know. But Rock Lee is the greatest Naruto character.
For sure.
I'd say he's like
the main goal of Naruto, like hard work. That is Lee through and through.
He's what Naruto wishes could be, you know. He's like, okay, like everybody in the village has fucking ninjutsu ability, but you got this one fucking loser with a bowl cut who's like, well, I don't have any ability except for my fists, okay? But he doesn't give up. He's not like Naruto who's like, oh, I'll just not train and use my super extra chakra for my nine-tailed beast within me to just solve every problem. Now, he has to work for his shit, you know? He's out there kicking rocks and wood, you know, putting weights on while running laps. Yeah. Look, yeah, I mean, yeah. He never gives up. That's the true definition of not giving up, you know.
Lee actually becoming,
he's
amazing. And people complain that he wasn't used in Shippuden, but I think that's because his arc is complete. It is complete in the original Naruto. Lee is a kid who, like you said, can't do anything. He has no magic, no bullshit in this world.
He's like Mashal, dude.
He is like Mashal. He is just Mashal. He looks like him. He has the bowl cut and he punches hard. But Lee, Lee just goes like, in this magic world, this is one of my favorite like archetypes that like have been brought into later series of like just anything. In a magic bullshit world where people are shooting fire and summoning demons, I will punch you hard, and that's what I will do. And
yeah, it's, I don't know, it's crazy. I mean, I think the best moment in all of Naruto, probably, or one of the best moments, like we talked about the best arc being the Chunin Exams arc. The best moment from that arc, I think, is when there's that whole fight between Rock Lee and Gaara, because Gaara, you got this untouchable
privileged
monster.
Little bitch.
I'm pretty sure that scene or that fight specifically is like solely responsible for like at least 30-40% of the fans of Naruto right now.
Yeah,
just that fight alone.
Dude, dropping the weights when he drops those fucking weights, that's so iconic. That's the most iconic scene.
I will say, I hate Naruto as a series. I think it's stupid and sucks, but that is one of the my favorite moments in anime, like in
general. All anime, absolutely. Like, that fight never gets old. I don't know why. I don't know how, but it's perfect. It's just perfect.
I will watch that whenever. I will, like, sit down and, like, if it pops up on my YouTube feed, like, the weird, like, you know, 480p, like, they crop it a little bit, like, version of the fight.
Yeah, they put it in the corner of the screen. Yeah.
Yeah. I will watch it when he goes, Gai Sensei!
He's like, yes, Lee! All right, Lee, do it! He's like, really?
All right! And then he goes faster. Like, that moment where he fucking, like, zooms and goes supersonic fast and, like, punches Gaara in the face, I think that breaks down, like, cultural barriers. People will gather.
Change lives.
Changed lives, and I think that's why Naruto stayed around for so long as a series. Because I don't want to I hype this moment up, but I think that moment, people kept waiting for another one. They're like, oh shit, this series is good, but it never
it never comes.
Because that's Lee's arc. Lee does
the ultimate peak.
Lee fights Gaara, and he Lee pretty much beats Gaara, but Gaara since he is his own advantages given by God, Gaara wins with cheating.
Yeah, I think that's a great. It's like Rocky. It pretty much is
It's like Rocky because Lee gets literally injured. Yeah. He breaks a leg, and then for the rest of original Naruto, he's a broken leg, which they're oh Lee, you'll never recover from this. But then they're oh well, we can do an experimental ninja surgery. And you have a ninja, 10% chance of ninja recovering, and Lee goes, do it. And he does it, and then he comes back and fights like a badass. And that's his arc, and it's great, because he just persevered. And I thought that's what the message of Naruto is, but it's not.
Dude, yeah, that whole fight, I just remember it so well, because that was one of the first, art episodes I watched, because I was, in the middle of the Chunin preliminaries, and I watched those first couple episodes with, Sasuke doing his, imitation of the Flying Lotus or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you get to that Rock Lee fight, and it just gets you just seeing Rock Lee get so worn down, and then releasing the 8 gates or the 6 gates or whatever, how many he releases.
4.
And just seeing him just keep trying and trying over and over until he just basically what do they say? He doesn't he pass out with his standing up pretty much.
Yeah, he passes out standing up, they call the fight, and then Gaara injures him post fight.
Yeah, that's the greatest shit ever. I mean,
it's the fucking greatest.
Such a roller coaster.
I cannot think of a moment in anime right now off the top of my head that rivals that.
Yeah, I think most people can agree that's the peak of Naruto, just as a whole, as a series right there is where it peaks.
And for sure. If you don't know Naruto and you stuck around this long, that's arc 2. That's literally the second storyline they do. It's this tuning exam bullshit where they introduce a million characters, and that's the peak right there.
What didn't even involve Naruto. It involved Naruto saying some stupid shit on the sideline where he's like, you're just gonna give up like that.
Look, but there's also...
If you try as hard as me and have a nine-tailed fox in you, maybe you could become Hokage one day. Believe it.
Believe it. There's... I also said, there's 2 S-rank. There's also Kakashi, which he's just the coolest. Yeah. He inspired... I don't think he inspired this, but I think... he's the catalyst in my mind for the mentor character, an anime archetype. Just they're usually, this follows in so many. They're a cool, calm character. They're hey, I'm the mentor. Main character usually underestimate them or think why are you so goofy? And then they proceed to show you why they're the fucking coolest. They do this in Chainsaw Man with Kishibe. He's hey, I'm a laid back guy. I drink, but I'm also bad. I'm the strongest. In My Hero Academia, they have oh, Mr. Eraserhead, you're a joke. Why are you sleeping in class? And he goes, oh, because I'm the greatest hero. I'm Batman of this universe. they fucking copied it to death. But I don't think anybody's done it better than just Kakashi.
Well, yeah, Kakashi too. He's he's been through way more than Naruto as well. I mean, we talked about this before, though. I mean, how his father committed suicide because he was disgraced to the village. But he still lives by his father's motto, the motto that got him so disgraced pretty much. And then best friend died. And then he thought his other best friend, Obito, presumably died, only to find out that he's big boy villain of the final arc. He's oh shit. And then he literally dies in the pain arc and he meets his father in dreamland or something next to a fire, campfire. And they sing campfire songs where he's oh, you're not dead. We can't kill you in the series because then the series would actually die. They didn't have the balls to kill Kakashi.
Good. He deserved to become a Hokage, get his face on Mount Rushmore.
The only complaint I had, though, was they didn't power scale Kakashi up with the rest of the people, I feel like, for the most part.
Oh, no, Kakashi stays...
Near the end, but I feel like they kind of just keep him at a base level. He's kind of I don't even want to compare Fire Emblem.
No, Luke, I was actually going to say that. He's
Jägen. Jägen archetype.
Yeah, Frederick, if you played Awakening, he's that character. He starts out strong, shows you this is what a big boy character is capable of, but then you'll surpass him. But
exactly.
It's always cool. But look, we have been talking about Naruto for an hour now.
You talk about it for 3 more hours, honestly.
We could definitely talk about it for more. But I think, look, this just shows you, look, in the middle and towards the beginning there, I think we had a lot of hate. We had a lot of, like, this is fucking stupid. Like, why do they do this? Naruto sucks, which it does. Naruto bad. I'm not going to get off that pedestal. But when we start talking about the shit that's good, it's so good that it makes you kind of, like, not care that the rest is bad. And that's how Naruto gets, I think.
Like, Naruto's that's, like, yeah, it's cool. It's just cool. I don't know. I don't know how else to explain it. It's just, you know, you can really get into that world pretty much. That's what really drew me into it. It's like just the world and the lore and everything about it. You know, you can just talk about it for hours and hours with people who know Naruto, which is pretty neat.
Look, yeah, we might do another one eventually, you know, because fact of the matter is, we release this show fucking every week so far, and we might need to record another Naruto episode where people get busy, shit happens.
Another filler arc, dude.
Another filler episode, you know, could be coming your way. But
dude, next one's the boat arc. Remember the boat arc from Naruto? Remember that one?
Look, we can... The boat arc.
The shipping in where they're on the boat and there's a ghost one, ghost episode.
Yeah, we can...
Remember the crystal style lady? I remember.
Remember that one little filler arc where, like, oh, by the way, we've got like a little quarter Ninetales dude or something of the sort. Anyone remember that one? The little monk kid? No?
Yeah.
And the four people, the four like people invade the village. It's fucking stupid. Look, we could talk about Naruto for hours, which we will on later episodes when, you know, they get released. Who knows? When they get recorded, who knows? No, but I mean, thank you for listening. But like next week, you'll probably get what you were supposed to get this week. Sorry.
Wah, wah.
You'll have to manage.
Yeah, you'll have to manage.
Yeah. What's everybody's favorite character, though? We never.
Oh, yeah. Real quick. Kakashi is mine.
Okay. I mean, I like... Kakashi's always been, like, the number one for me, but, like, a lot of the Uchihas, too. Like, Shisui.
You love Shisui.
And Itachi. Dude, Shisui's so cool. He's like a cooler version of Itachi, who's already, like, up there, top cool. So any Uchihas, but yeah, we never mentioned like the other big three, the other main character who was Sakura, which I think is the funniest shit. We never mentioned Sakura once this episode.
Look, of recording, you know, this will get edited down, but we're at an hour and like 9 minutes, and we did not even think about mentioning Sakura. That should tell you something about she's supposed to be one of the main characters. Like,
did we mention any of the women characters?
That should tell you something. Look, we can have a whole episode about the treatment of women in Naruto. It's bad.
Naruto's
bad. Anko gets fat. That's my input. Anko was my third favorite character. How about that?
I used to like her.
Brian, who's your favorite though?
My favorite, that's a tough one. Again, like I like Kitsasuke. Like I really do. I liked him even up to the point where like before he fought Itachi, where he had like his little white kimono, whatever. I like that too. So I guess Sasuke up until before he went insane.
Before he joined ISIS.
Yeah, before he joined ISIS.
Well, like Bin Laden before 9/11.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. This was Naruto Special Filler Extravaganza Numero Uno. You know, we'll see you next week with our regular scheduled programming, or maybe not. You know, who fucking knows? We're crazy like that. But thank you for listening to this one.
Yeah, watch Naruto if you haven't. Or don't.
Don't. Just watch the fights.
Just watch the Rock Lee fight. Go look up Google Rock Lee versus Gaara and then watch it in the fucking... They'll have a weird anime border and then they'll have it like scrolled down, like scaled down a little, and you'll see the fight.
Yeah. They will skip through like every single part of the fight that matters. The second like a punch is going to hit, they'll skip to like the after effect. So, you know, be ready for that. But it's okay.
It sucks. It's not the good way to watch it, but just do it. And then you can say you're a Naruto fan like us. So... Yeah, thank you for listening to this one.
Yeah, it's been fun. Bye-bye.